Marty stood up. He did not like Kharkov, but Kharkov, coming from Pravda and in direct communication with Stalin, was at this moment one of the three most important men in Spain.
Tovarich Kharkov, he said.
You are preparing the attack? Kharkov said insolently, nodding toward the map.
I am studying it, Marty answered.
Are you attacking, or is it Goltz? Kharkov asked smoothly.
I am only a commissar, as you know, Marty told him.
No, Kharkov said. You are modest. You are really a general. You have your map and your field glasses. But were you not an admiral once, Comrade Marty?
I was a gunner's mate, said Marty.
It was a lie. He had really been a chief yeoman at the time of the mutiny. But he thought now, always, that he had been a gunner's mate.
Ah,
I thought you were a first-class yeoman, Kharkov said. I always get my facts wrong. It is the mark of the journalist. The other Russians had taken no part in the conversation. They were both looking over Marty's shoulder at the map and occasionally making a remark to each other in their own language. Marty and Kharkov spoke French after the first greeting.
It is better not to get the facts wrong in Pravda, Marty said.
He said it brusquely to build himself up again. Kharkov always punctured him. The French word is dégonflé, and Marty was worried and made wary by him. It was hard when Kharkov spoke to remember with what importance he, André Marty, came from the Central Committee of the French Communist Party. It was hard to remember, too, that he was untouchable. Kharkov seemed always to touch him so lightly and whenever he wished. Now Kharkov said,
I usually correct them before I send them to Pravda. I am quite accurate in Pravda. Tell me, Comrade Marty, have you heard anything of any message coming through for Goltz from one of our partisan group operating toward Segovia? There is an American comrade there named Jordan that we should have heard from. There have been reports of fighting there behind the fascist lines. He would have sent a message through to Goltz.
An American?
Marty asked. Andres had said in Inglés. So that is what it was. So he had been mistaken. Why had those fools spoken to him anyway? Yes, Kharkov looked at him contemptuously. A young American of slight political development, but a great way with the Spaniards and a fine partisan record. Just give me the dispatch, Comrade Marty. It has been delayed enough.
What dispatch? Marty asked.
It was a very stupid thing to say, and he knew it. But he was not able to admit he was wrong that quickly, and he said it anyway, to delay the moment of humiliation, not accepting any humiliation.
And the safe conduct pass, Kharkov said through his bad teeth.
André Marty put his hand in his pocket and laid the dispatch on the table. He looked Kharkov squarely in the eye. All right, he was wrong, and there was nothing he could do about it now, but he was not accepting any humiliation.
And the safe conduct pass,
Kharkov said softly. Marty laid it beside the dispatch.
Comrade Corporal,
Kharkov called in Spanish. The corporal opened the door and came in. He looked quickly at André Marty, who stared back at him like an old boar which had been brought to bay by hounds. There was no fear on Marty's face and no humiliation. He was only angry, and he was only temporarily at bay. He knew these dogs could never hold him.
Take these to the two comrades in the guard room and direct them to General Goltz's headquarters, Kharkov said. There has been too much delay.
The corporal went out, and Marty looked after him, then looked at Kharkov.
Tovarish Marty, Kharkov said. I am going to find out just how untouchable you are.
Marty looked straight at him and said nothing.
Don't start to have any plans about the corporal either, Kharkov went on. It was not the corporal. I saw the two men in the guard room, and they spoke to me.
This was a lie.
I hope all men always will speak to me.
This was the truth, although it was the corporal who had spoken. But Kharkov had this belief in the good which could come from his own accessibility and the humanizing possibility of benevolent intervention. It was the one thing he was never cynical about.
You know, when I'm in the USSR, people write to me in Pravda when there is an injustice in a town in Azerbaijan. Did you know that? They say, Kharkov will help us.
André Marty looked at him with no expression on his face except anger and dislike. There was nothing in his mind now but that Kharkov had done something against him. All right. Kharkov, power and all, could watch out.
This is something else, Kharkov went on, but it is the same principle. I am going to find out just how untouchable you are, Comrade Marty. I would like to know if it could not be possible to change the name of that tractor factory.
Andrei Marty looked away from him and back to the map.
What did young Jordan say? Kharkov asked him.
I did not read it, Andrei Marty said. Et maintenant fiche-moi la paix, Comrade Kharkov.
Good, said Kharkov. I leave you to your military labors.
He stepped out of the room and walked to the guardroom. Andres and Gomez were already gone, and he stood there a moment, looking up the road and at the mountaintops beyond that showed now in the first gray of daylight. We must get on up there, he thought. It will be soon now.